6 p.m., the hour of power breakthrough service. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself, the Canadian prophetess, while I am still in this area. All I know is the Lord spoke and said that we are going into this week, and it is going to be a week of power at Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. For information and directions to these services, call 318-466-2001. We have entered into a new week of breakthrough tonight and tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. Join us in the prayer chamber for church by phone. I want to take time to minister and speak the word that God has put in my spirit for you and the rest of this year. Wednesday night, don't forget to have the bread and water by the phone. Join us in the prophetic prayer chamber at area code 318-754-0001 tonight, Tuesday night, and then tomorrow, Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Call into the prayer chamber at area code 318-754-0001. I believe that on tonight there's going to be an explosion of power. Your family, your home will not be the same if you join us in the prophetic prayer chamber. 318-754-0001 tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KCYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
In me, not you, but him. Hallelujah. I'm 100, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. The topic for today is thankful. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and praise you for coming in and sitting with us on today, Lord God. And Father God, let this word be of you and none of me, Lord God. Let the hearers hear the word and be doers of the word, Lord God. Father God, that when they be doers, let them walk out in victory knowing that you are on their side, Lord God, and that you will never leave them or forsake them. So, Lord God, decrease me and increase your Holy Ghost in me that I may speak of you and your glories of who you are, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The song service was so added up. I thank God. Sister Kevin didn't sit with me all week while I was studying this. But I tell you, just like she was sitting right there in my house this week, because I was just praising God all by myself. When I tell y'all I'm praising God all by myself, I'm not doing that for no show or a form. This is what I do when I'm by myself. That's why I like living in my house by myself. I could shout, I could jump, I could dance, I could say hallelujah. But when you got other things in your house that you can't do that, you're not as free. I love being free in my house because I don't have to worry about whether you saying amen or not, because I'm saying amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the theme of the book of Psalms is worship, because God is worthy of all the praise, honor, and glory. And also because of who he is and what he has done and what he's going to do. That's enough to praise him. Hallelujah. And also the word praise means thanksgiving. Let him shout too. So like I said, the word praise means thanksgiving or thank offering. Because in Leviticus, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse, when God gives them an answer and to deliver something, they vow to praise God. Hallelujah. So if they did it in the Old Testament, why not we doing it now? This is more of a reason why we ought to praise God, because God is answering prayers. He's delivering us. He's healing us. So why not shout? We don't need an audience to shout how good God is. Amen. The Psalms also contains, in verses 1 through 3, a command to serve. Hallelujah. And in verses 4 and 5, is a command to praise. Hallelujah. Now, in each section, is divided into three calls and three calls. The calls, C-A-L-L-S, and the three, C-A-U-S-E-S. Amen. So there are three calls. Make a joyful in verse 1. 2, serve the Lord. 3, and come before. Amen? And the cause for serving the Lord is the Lord is good. He has made us, and we belong to him. Amen? Then there are three calls to praise him. Hallelujah. Enter in his gates. That's in verse 4. Be thankful, verse 4. Bless his name, verse 4. Hallelujah. And then it's followed by three causes for praise. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generation. Now look at in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 18 through 21. And when you said that, you blew my mind. I'm telling you, because I know you had to study to get that. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, we are commanded to be filled with the Spirit of God. Because if you're not filled, how can you be thankful? How can you praise his name? How can you submit? Amen. And the evidence of this fullness is that we are joyful. In other words, Ephesians 5 and 19 says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's what I heard over here on the side, that melody that was awesome over here. You was making melodies to the Lord. Genesis had to even look up and say, wow, you know, that was a sound, a heavenly sound, amen? And when we are joyful, we become thankful. And in Ephesians 5 and 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it says, Father, thanks always. It didn't say give it when you feel like it. It didn't say whether you were sick that you give thanks. He said, give thanks in everything. Praise him, because if you praise him, he'll fix your situation. Hallelujah. And so giving thanks to the Lord is saying, Lord, you are in control. Whatever you want to do, you do it, God. Hallelujah. Sister Carol on our way here said that, is it enough room in this truck? Yes. Thank you, Lord. I learned not to complain, y'all. Whatever circumstances that I'm in, thank you, Lord. Because I know something coming around that corner. Amen. So you got to believe the word. And if you believe the word, things will happen. Hallelujah. Amen. So once we are joyful and become thankful, then we can be submissive. Ephesians 5:21 says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. So that letting us know, fear does not say it, I'm scared of God. Fear is saying, I reverence you, Lord. And in my reverence you, Lord, I'm going to submit to your will. And whatever your will is, that is what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. So when we start submitting to the will of God, then we can submit to one another. We have a problem trying to submit to one another when we have not even submitted to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And also in Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 through 25, we are instructed to be filled with the word of God. Hallelujah. So how you see how God set this up? First you get the spirit. Then you get the word. And then everything else will start falling in place. Hallelujah. And when we have the word, that means we joyful. Again, in Colossians 3:16, where it said, let the word dwell within you. Hallelujah. When the word starts dwelling within you, that's going to be a transformation. Hallelujah. You're not going to no longer talk the way you used to talk. You're not going to be able to go to places you used to go. You're not going to be able to do the things you used to do when the words are dwelling in you. Amen. And then thankful in Colossians 3:17. Here we go again, giving thanks to God. If we walk into the sanctuary praising God, leaving our mess outside that door, we can come in and God going to sit here right with us and enjoy us just like we enjoying him. But if we come in the sanctuary with our heart filled of everything that happened on last night, that means we ain't going to get what we needed when we come in the sanctuary. Amen. But if you come in emptying your heart out and say, Lord, clean me up so I can hear from you. Because when I walk out those sanctuary doors, I want to know I'm different than what I walked in. Because I need healing. I need deliverance. I need my children and grandchildren saved. So I want to come in emptying my heart out to you and say, Lord, you take it all. Hallelujah. We want to give God this and leave that. God said, give it all to me. Amen. And then I'm going to become joyful and thankful back again.